I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. A US fighter jet acting on a command from President Biden has shot down an unidentified object off the northern coast of Alaska. A White House National Security Council spokesman, John Kirby, said the object was the size of a small car and posed a threat to civilian aviation. Here's Nomia Iqbal.
What Mr. Kirby has emphasised so far is that they don't know if it is a spy balloon, but he's not really saying either way. He's described it as a high-altitude object, so it was flying about 12,000 metres in the sky. That's actually at a lower altitude than the spy balloon. He said that Mr. Biden ordered for it to be shot down by the military once a fighter jet approached it and found that it was unmanned. The other thing that he also said is that it was much smaller than the spy balloon and that it could manoeuvre more easily. But they don't know who owns it. He didn't rule out that it isn't state-owned.
The United States Commerce Department has announced it's adding five Chinese companies and one research institute to its trade blacklist. The organisations were placed on the list for their alleged support of Chinese military aerospace programmes, including airships, balloons and related components. President Biden has affirmed the United States' unwavering support for Brazilian democracy as he met President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva at the White House. At a joint news conference, President Biden said the US and Brazil shared similar values.
We're the two largest democracies in the hemisphere. Brazil, the United States, stand together. We reject political violence and we put great value in our democratic institutions. Our shared values and our strong ties between our people.
The number of people killed by Monday's catastrophic earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has continued to rise, reaching more than 23,000. In Syria alone, the UN estimates as many as 5.3 million people need help. The BBC's Arabic team was one of the first journalists to reach the historic city of Aleppo in northern Syria, which had suffered badly. From there, Asaf Aboud has sent this report in Arabic, translated into English, which was produced under Syrian government conditions.
We are now in a Shaar neighbourhood, one of the areas damaged by the earthquake. Aleppo is the closest city to the epicenter of the earthquake. Until now, around 400 people have died in the city of Aleppo. Hundreds of injured remain under rubble. In this area, rescue efforts are being supported by government forces in the search for the injured. They are also working on demolishing damaged buildings out of fear they might collapse at a later stage.
World News from the BBC. Several Ukrainian regions have issued alerts about incoming Russian drones. The governor of Mykolaiv, Vitaly Kim, said Russia had launched a third wave of attacks. The authorities in Odessa said four drones targeting energy infrastructure had been shot down in the Kiev and the Dnipropetrovsk regions. People were warned to stay in shelters. An Iranian-French academic has been released from jail in Tehran after spending more than 3.5 years in prison. Fariba Akhdal had been sentenced to 5 years for conspiring against national security, charges vehemently denied by her supporters. Catherine Adji reports.
A photo of the 64-year-old posted on social media immediately after her release shows the French-Iranian anthropologist sitting in a car smiling and apparently healthy. Fariba Adelkha had been arrested 4 years ago while travelling to Iran to visit her family. She had been charged with conspiracy against national security. It's not clear whether she can leave the country now or what has brought her release, one of several French and French-Iranians in jail in Iran today.
Earlier, a prominent human rights activist, Farhad Maysami, who staged a hunger strike, was freed from jail. Somalia has reopened its embassy in the UK after a break of 32 years. The ceremony was attended by Britain's Olympic champion Mo Farah and others with links to Somalia. The London embassy had remained closed since the collapse of Somalia's central government in 1991. However, diplomatic relations have strengthened in recent years. The British film director Hugh Hudson has died. He was 86. His best-known work, Chariots of Fire, was a critical and commercial success, winning 4 Oscars. Hudson's next production, the Tarzan movie Greystoke, also earned Academy Award nominations. BBC News.